So for Riesian fading, we receive a sinusoidal signal, and because of multipath reception, we have a random in-phase and quarter-phase component, where the amplitude of in-phase and quarter-phase are jointly Gaussian and independent, and they have the same variance. Then we did a Cartesian to polar conversion of in-phase and quarter-phase component, and we get an amplitude and a phase. Now, to get the probability density function only of the amplitude, we integrate over phase, where the phase varies from 0 to 2 pi. And the result of that integration is the probability density function of rho equals rho divided by the total scattering power, that's sigma squared, times the exponent of minus rho squared plus c squared divided by 2 times the variance of the scattered power, multiplied by Bessel function rho multiplied by c divided by the variance of the total scattered power. And an important parameter in this expression is the ratio of the power in the dominant component, that it's c squared divided by 2, because c is the amplitude in the dominant component, and q or sigma squared is the variance in all the reflected components. And if we use that expression, typically the ratio of power in the dominant component and power in the scattered component is 6 to sometimes even 30 dB. And we see that we can recover Rayleigh fading from the above probability density function. If we take C equals to 0, then talking about the Bessel function, I naught of 0 equals unity, so what remains is the probability density function of amplitude is rho over the local mean power exponent minus rho squared divided by 2 times the local mean power.